Aleluya. I give God the glory for bringing me into your midst today. I can see the glory and the beauty of God radiating in your faces, and you will keep on shining in Jesus' name. The Lord has assured me that today is going to be a memorable day in the history of your life. I want to sincerely appreciate our pastor, his wife, and the entire team. The Lord will honor you in Jesus' name. All I have come to do today is to pronounce Father's blessings. I promise that a day is coming when I will come and stay with you throughout the Sunday service. But before I pronounce the blessings, I will just say some few words. But let me tell you the rule of the game. Anything you want to do from now till I finish, let it be done in a noisy way. Blessed. Amen. Blessed are the noise makers, for they shall move to higher grounds. Amen. If your voice can be louder, the next time I see you, it will be on the mountain top. Ask me, sir, where is it written that blessed are the noise makers, for they shall move on to higher grounds? Tell them, it is written according to the epistle of the pastor in charge of the national headquarters. If your voice can be louder today, God will relocate you to the mountaintop. It's a song I want us to sing, and after that we'll take three prayer points, say some few words, and I pronounce Father's blessing. I'm sure the choir will help me. There is a song that says, I'm going higher, yes, I'm going higher. I'm sure we know the song.
I'm going higher today.
Make sure you are singing. pray like Christian warriors. Daddy Gio once said, Christianity without elements of radicalism equals lunatism. I want you to pray like Jesus radicals. You are going to say after me, say, every covenant. Oh, you are not sounding like youths now. Please sound like young adults.
Every covenant.
Between me and lower grounds.
Between me and lower grounds.
Say it against every covenant.
Every covenant.
Between me and lower grounds.
Between me and lower grounds.
I nullify it in the name of Jesus.
I nullify it in the name of Jesus.
Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Ramba Santa Yakumba Galakashanda. Every covenant. Between me and lower grounds. I cut it off. I cancel it. In Jesus' name we pray. Please allow the second prayer point to be louder than the first. I want you to say, I refuse to go under.
I refuse to go under.
Are you really sure?
Yes.
Say it loud and clear.
I refuse to go under.
I will not crash. I will not go down. Turn it to prayer and say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to go under. I will not crash. Every power keeping me on under, roast by fire. Rambakula kashantaya kumbagala kashanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Just shout where you are. Oladele will not go under. If you have forgotten your name, I give you permission to use my name. Say, Oladele will not go under. Finally, you are going to pray and say, my Father, by your power, catapult me into the mountaintop. Take me to higher grounds. Shall we pray? Catapult me to higher grounds. In Jesus' name we pray. I hereby decree that every covenant between you and lower grounds, it is canceled.
Amen.
I nullify it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree in the name of he that has sent me here today, you will not clash.
Amen.
You will not go under.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will catapult you to the mountaintop.
Amen.
Thank you because you have answered. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Anytime I say something that is for you, allow your amen to show that God is talking to you. The Lord is saying there is someone here. It doesn't matter how high you are now, you are going higher. If you allow the voice of your neighbor to be louder than yours, he may get to the mountaintop before you. As from today, when people are looking for you, you will be located on the mountaintop. Maybe for 5 or 10 minutes, let me speak on higher ground. While you are opening your Bible, try to tell your neighbor, I am going higher. If you really mean it, say it louder. I like to take my text from Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17, let's read verse 1 to 5. But because of time, I will only read verses 1 and 5. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. I decree, the Lord will take you to the high mountain. In your career, in your profession, in your ministry, you will be on the mountain top. Where you are seated, I want you to please shout, higher ground is my portion. Come on, say it louder. Verse 5. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. The Lord asked me to tell you, after today's Father's blessing, your glory will break forth. Anywhere you go all over the world, your glory will surely manifest. Higher grounds. In the journey of life, there are three major kinds of grounds. One, underground, under the ground. I decree, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not go under. I can't hear your amen. The second one is called plain ground. That is where we all are now. Even though the altar makes me look higher than where you are, but everything is still under plain ground. And the third one is higher ground. May I ask you, great people of God, out of these three, which one do you want? Say it and let God hear you. I will just explain them quickly, and then I will pronounce Father's blessing. When we are talking about underground or under the ground, that is the portion of the ground that is beneath the surface. It is lower than where we are now, beneath the surface. The portion that is beneath the surface. By the grace of God, if you have traveled abroad, it will be easier for you to understand what I'm saying. Over there, you have underground car park, underground train station, underground this, underground that. There are some people who are living under. But in the spiritual realm, when we are talking about underground, we are talking about those who are living in the valley. The Lord has brought me here today to declare unto you that in the name of Jesus, you will not go under. I can't hear your amen. You will not clash. Joseph was a classical example of a man who was underground. When you read Genesis 37:20, when his brethren saw him afar, they thought to slay him. I decree anyone planning to kill you shall die. I can't hear your amen. But at the end of the day, they concluded, let us put him inside the pit. Let us put him under the ground. All those who are conspiring to put you under the ground, the Lord will roast them by fire. I said the Lord will roast them by fire. So Joseph was put inside the pit. He was put under the ground. Let me just tell you maybe three characteristics of those who are under the ground. much more, but because of time. When you are under the ground, your glory will be sunk. Sunk glory. When Joseph was put inside that pit, his brethren concluded, the glory you have been boasting of now has been sunk. Maybe the glory of your career, of your business, or of your profession has been sunk. And that is why you are under the ground. The Lord asked me to tell you, you are coming alive. Your sunk glory will rise again. I can't hear your amen. People of God, listen to me. Anybody who comes to the world without exhibiting glory has come to the world in vain. When you are in the world, God expects you to exhibit your glory so that the whole world will see your glory and then glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Every conspiracy, also conspiracy, competitive conspiracy to sink your glory shall fail. And if for one reason or the other your glory has been sunk, because you are under the sound of my voice, that glory will rise again. They put Joseph inside the pit. And you know Proverbs 26:27 says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And he that rolleth the stone shall return unto it. Every pit the enemy has dug for you, they will be buried there. Another characteristic of those who are under the ground is that your dreams will be shattered. When they were putting Joseph inside a pit, they said, let us see how his dream will come to pass. Maybe God has given you good dream, good vision, that you are going to be on top, that you are going to rule your world, that your star will shine around the whole world. But then, the enemy has put you under, and all these dreams have been shattered. Instead of it coming to pass, it is the opposite that is coming to pass. Thus saith the Lord, every good dream, great dream he has given unto you shall surely come to pass. I can't hear your amen. Maybe you too, you have been dreaming of greatness, and the enemy has been telling you, are only wasting your time, it will come to pass. The Lord has brought me here to tell you that your dream will surely come to pass. Let me add one more. You know, before they put Joseph under, they stripped him of his coat of many colors. I believe that that coat of many colors contains the color of rainbow, meaning that when Joseph was wearing the cloth, victory was there, prosperity was there, dominion was there, breakthrough was there. Maybe spiritually, the enemy has stripped you of your coat of many colors. I decree all those who are stripping you of your coat of many colors shall die. You better allow your amen to roar. Every hand attempting to derobe you of your coat of many colors shall wither. I say shall wither. Look at the story of Job, the wealthiest man in the Middle East during his own time. But the enemy came in one day, destroyed his business empire, in one day, lost all his children, and at the end of the day, Job stripped himself naked. Any attempt to strip you naked shall fail. I can't hear your amen. In that your career, in that your academics, in that your profession, you are shining in Jesus' name. I can't hear your amen. I can continue and continue. When someone is under the ground, his vision will be limited, his movement will be restricted. But the Lord has brought me to tell you that today, as many of you as are under the ground, you are coming out. Tell your neighbor, I am coming out. from under the ground. Say it louder. Quickly, let me move to the second one, which is the plain ground. Plain ground. If you are on the plain ground, you discover that your life may be a little bit better than those who are under the valley. But still, that is not where God wants you to be. When you read that story in Matthew 17, Jesus took three of his disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration and left nine on the plain ground. By the grace of God, I have gotten the opportunity to visit the Mount of Transfiguration. When we went to Israel and we got to that mountaintop, I thought it within me that if I were to be among the nine disciples that Jesus left on the plain ground, I will lead a protest. Because when we got there, I discovered that the difference is clear. It reminded me when I was a youth copper. I served in the old Ondo State, and we visited Idore Hills. When we were at the plain ground, a lot of coppers couldn't go because they couldn't climb the mountain. But when we got to the top of the mountain, we discovered that the difference was clear. I also experienced that when we went to this Israel. We climbed Mount Sinai, where Moses collected the Ten Commandments. When we were about climbing, they told us we are going to check your BP. If your BP is above so-so and so, we will not allow you to climb. I laughed. I said, you are only kidding. Whatever the BP like, let us say, that Mount Zion, that mountaintop, I must get there. Maybe because of youthful exuberance, I dodged the checking of BP and I climbed the mountain. By the grace of God, you are leaving plain ground. Examples of those who are on the plain ground. Sons of the prophet during the time of Elisha. When Elisha was following Elijah, they remained on the plain ground. That nine disciples also remained on the plain ground. What are the characteristics of those who are on the plain ground? Are you following me? Those who are on the plain ground, they are perpetual strugglers. Before they get anything, they struggle and struggle. But the Lord asked me to tell you today, your struggles are over. I don't like that kind of amen. I said your struggles are over. Go ahead and shout hallelujah. Those who are on the plain ground, they are failures. Because when Jesus took Peter, James, and John to Mount of Transfiguration, the nine disciples tried to cast out demon, but they failed. Every yoke of failure in your life, don't say the Lord, it is broken. I can't hear your amen. You shall fail no more. The Lord is telling me there is someone here, you have written one exam before and you didn't pass. He asked me to tell you the next one you are writing, you are coming out in a flying colors. No more failure in your life. Those who are on the playground, they are going to be servants. Those who are on the mountaintop, you will not be servant to your colleague. If I were you, my amen would be louder. I said you will not be servant to your colleagues. You will not become object of ridicule. Those who are on the plain ground, they beg before they pay their bills. But in the name that is above every other name, God will take you out of the plain ground and then position you on the higher ground. When you are on the higher ground, a lot of things will happen. Jesus took three disciples from plain ground to the mountaintop. David was taken from number 8 to become number 1, from plain ground to the mountaintop. Whatever your number may be, I decree, you are becoming number 1. Joseph was a prisoner. God took him from a prisoner to become a prime minister. You are going to have dominion. I thought the amen would be amen of dominion. You will rule. I said you will rule. God took Esther, a slave girl, to the mountaintop, and she became a first lady. If you are a lady in the house, whoever sitting beside you, tell him, you are sitting beside Her Excellency. You better say it loud and clear. Because God is taking you to the top. Maybe so that the brothers won't be too jealous. You also tell them you are sitting beside His Excellency. When you get to the mountaintop, you will be single out of the crowd. As from today, you will leave the company of all others. And you are joining the company of the great. I can't hear your amen. If you have ever attended a function in government house, when it is the time to entertain people, they will tell them, if on your invite you have A+, this is here you will be entertained. If on your invite you have A, this is where you will be entertained. And so on and so forth. And they will then say, all others remain where you are. But the Lord asked me to tell you, as from today, you are leaving the company of all others. And you will join the company of the great. If you believe me, shout hallelujah. When you are on the mountaintop, your glory breaks forth. People of God, in your family, in your generation, your glory will break forth. You know, when Peter and others were on the Mount of Transfiguration and he saw the glory, Peter said, let us not live here. Let's make 3 tabernacles. I decree the whole world will see your glory. I can't hear your amen. When you're on the mountaintop, you begin to rule over others. Look at Joseph. When he got to the mountaintop, the commander became commander. The prisoner became the prime minister. I decree in the name that is above every other name, you will rule over order. I have discovered that those who are on the mountaintop, they enjoy the best of life. Everything will be the best. As from today, the best will be made available for you. May I ask you, as I close, out of these 3, which one do you really want? Say it louder, and you will get there. Spiritually, physically, academically, financially, you are going to shine. Well, write it down very soon on Sunday. This is a prophecy from God. When people are looking for models of car to buy, they will, what's the name of your church, sir? The Lord's Embassy. The Lord Ambassador. They will say, go to the Lord Ambassador on Sunday. The one in Noworo, you will be able to pick the kind of car you are going to buy. You are becoming models for others to copy. Rise to your feet. I have delivered the message of God. Say, my father, I am tired of under the ground. Take me out of under the ground. My father, I am not even comfortable with the plain ground. Take me to the mountaintop. Take me to higher grounds. Shout the name Jesus and pray. Some of you are not praying. Take me to the mountaintop. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, say, I shall struggle no more. No more failure in my life. Turn it to prayer. Say, in the name of Jesus, no more failure in my life. Every form of struggling in my life shall come to an end. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my father, by your power, I will leave the company of all others to join the company of the great. By your power, I will rule my world. My glory will break forth. I will enjoy the best of life. Shout the name Jesus and pray. Ramba kula kashanta. Yemro koloko shekure kekekeke. Rimba santa yakumba galakashanda. In Jesus' name we pray. All I've come to do today is to pronounce Father's blessings on you. What your efforts cannot achieve in 24 years, a pronouncement from a spiritual father can make you achieve it in less than 24 hours. Whatever I pronounce today over your life will surely come to pass. You see, I have a backup. Before I came up today, I have stepped on the altar of Daddy Gio. And everything I released into your life will come to pass. But let me give you 1 minute. What is it that you want God to do for you? Shout the name Jesus and ask him in faith. Ask him. Whatever you want God to do for you, ask him in faith. Lord, financially take me to the mountaintop. Enlarge me. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch forth your 2 hands towards the altar. And as I pray, let your amen be the loudest amen you have ever said. In the name of Jesus. As many of you as are under the ground, I decree, come out. The Lord is taking you out. Every song glory of yours, I say, come alive. Come alive. Every great dreams God has given unto you shall come to pass. Anyone that has dug a pit for you shall be buried in that pit. In the name of Jesus. Anyone planning to strip you naked shall be naked. No more struggles in your life. God will take you out of the company of all others to join the company of the great. No more failure in your life. I hereby decree you will rule your world. Your glory will break forth. You will shine at home and shine abroad. You will have dominion. The Lord will enlarge you. He will increase you exceedingly. Wherever you turn, you will receive favor. In the name of Jesus, anyone that touches you negatively shall be electrocuted. You will excel. You will carry the mark of excellence. Your vision will be clear. You will enjoy the best of the life. You will flourish like palm tree. You will blossom. You will grow like cedar of Lebanon. You will never be put to shame. Every attack of the enemy against you will backfire. I say it will backfire. You will be like a tree planted by rivers of water. You bring forth your fruit in due season. Your leaves will not wither. Whatsoever you do will prosper. In the name of Jesus. Academically, you will shine. Financially, you will shine. Physically, you will shine. Maritally, you will shine. In the name of Jesus, you will be a model for others to copy. In blessings, you shall be blessed. In multiplying, you shall be multiplied. Your seed shall be like the sand of the seashore. Your seed shall be like the stars of heaven. Nations will bow down to you. Your mother's brethren will bow down to you. You will enjoy the dew of heaven. You will taste the fatness of the earth. In the name of Jesus, I say you are relocated to the mountaintop. Go and shine. Go and rule your world. Go and make it in life. Go and excel. I pray for our pastor and his wife. the Lord will take you to higher ground. The Lord will open new doors for you. This church will grow speedily. So shall it be. I say, so shall it be. Whatever you have demanded from God today, I decree God will grant your heart desire. Jehovah overdue will exceed your expectation. Anytime I hear from you, it shall be good news. In the name of Jesus, you will finish strong. You will finish well. You will serve God till the end. So shall it be. I say you are blessed. I say you are blessed. You become great. You will build houses and you will inhabit them. You will plant and you will eat the fruit thereof. You will not plant for others to eat, and you will not build for others to inhabit. It shall be well with you. Thank you because of us. Thank you because you have done it. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Go ahead and say louder, amen. If you believe that the Lord has already relocated you on your higher ground, you are going to shout one big hallelujah and allow the next speaker to beg you before you stop. Let me assure you, I will see you at the top. And I'm from Ebute Metta, I will hear your testimony. Go ahead and shout hallelujah. Keep on shouting, keep on shouting, keep on shouting.